Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
If you remember, we've been sharing with you the videos from Center for Medical Progress, the expose, if you will, undercover videos that were taken regarding Planned Parenthood and allegedly the selling of baby body parts. I mean, to what extent all of this stuff is still, believe it or not, coming out. But right now, the table has turned. David DeLayden has been taken to court. There have been some charges filed against him. Basically, he's being persecuted. And we have this interview for you that you're going to be able to get an update as to how this case is progressing and what has actually been done. We want to encourage you to continue to pray for David DeLayden. We're also going to be talking in this program what is happening with abortion laws all across this nation. But before we get to that, let's watch this interview.
A case we've been covering heavily on this program has taken a very sudden and dramatic turn. Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast attorney Josh Schaefer reportedly admitted under oath that the district attorney's office that indicted DeLayden shared confidential documents and information with Planned Parenthood. Now, the sharing of these documents is illegal, and it had been forbidden by the Texas Attorney General's office. Joining me now is David DeLayden, project lead at the Center for Medical Progress. David, it's good to see you. This, we knew first off that there was a relationship between the Harris County DA's office and Planned Parenthood. The idea, though, that they would even go above and beyond and blatantly collude on persecuting you in a political witch hunt over just a journalism and exposing the story, it's a little bit hard to take, particularly after they were forbidden to collude. They were forbidden from this by the AG.
Yeah, Dana, thanks for having me on, and you're absolutely right. It's really an incredible story that's coming out of Houston, Texas right now. As some of your viewers might be familiar with, Texas is one of the many, many states that opened up an investigation into Planned Parenthood after the videos of their senior-level officials haggling over the price and selling baby body parts for profit surfaced. Now, the Texas Attorney General's office was the primary entity in Texas that was continuing that investigation, but the local district attorney's office in Houston also got involved. That's where Planned Parenthood had more of their supporters in that district. That's where they had more of their supporters warmed into the AG, into the district attorney's office, apparently. And what we're finding out now from Planned Parenthood's own lawyer in Houston is that Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast in Houston and the Harris County DA's office actively worked together to undermine the investigation that the Attorney General's office has been conducting.
And this is the second time that they've been accused of working together, in addition to having someone there in the office who's on the board of Planned Parenthood. Talk a little bit, if you can, David, about just the relationship between the Harris County DA and this particular Planned Parenthood.
Well, I mean, it appears that the relationship is very close. If you read the filings that the Harris County DA filed in Houston in the courts just on Thursday of last week, it's their filing that's replying to our motion to dismiss the really bogus charges that are brought by their runaway grand jury in Harris County. If you read the filings that they made, they include the sworn declaration of the Planned Parenthood attorney in which he says that he actively sought cooperation and collusion from the district attorney in Harris County, and that they worked together in order to provide Planned Parenthood with evidence and information from the attorney general's investigation that the attorney general had explicitly told the DA not to give to Planned Parenthood.
Wow, and which is incredibly illegal, we might add.
It's an incredibly egregious act of collusion between Planned Parenthood, who the state has instructed to be the party that should be investigated, and the local authority that was tasked with doing that job. It's incredibly egregious.
How can Devin Anderson be expected to have integrity in pursuing this case when they've already been compromised not once but twice now?
You know, I think that's a good question for the judge in this case to answer, and that's why we have our motions to dismiss that are on file, our motions to quash those charges.
Now, I know that you rejected a deal for probation based on the witch hunt charges in February. Your attorney has asked for an apology from the Texas district attorney who filed these charges in the first place. Do you think that they're ever going to apologize?
Well, I think that as this case goes on longer and longer, if it goes on longer, it's going to become more and more clear exactly the level of collusion and the level of undermining and plotting that was going on, orchestrated by Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast behind the scenes in order to undermine the actual inquiry that was going on from the top law enforcement in Texas. So I think anything's possible moving forward. Certainly, I do know that the longer this case goes on, the more and more that evidence is going to come to light, and it's not going to look good for the people who were involved.
Now, another AG in April, California's Kamala Harris, who had stolen video footage from you that had not yet been released to the public concerning Planned Parenthood and Center for Medical Progress's journalistic efforts in exposing what was going on with the infant part sale. They took that from your home. Has that ever been returned? What progress has been made on that?
The Attorney General's office has not returned anything that they took from me yet. But I am really pleased to be able to say here on your show that the Attorney General's office also did not take from me anything that I absolutely need in order to continue my work. And so I'm happy to confirm that we're going to be releasing further videos in the coming weeks and months.
I can't even imagine what's going to be on those videos, considering what you have shown the world already with what's going on with the infant part sale. And it's changed a lot of people's mind, which is why you have a lot of individuals, including Harris, who just did not, Kamala Harris, a pro-abortion Democrat, Harris County, the attorneys in the DA's office, you have people who are pro-abortion Democrats, people who sit on the board of Planned Parenthood. I hope that the judge is listening to your legal representation, because I just cannot see, with this conflict of interest and the collusion in this particular case, how any judge, even if they are biased in terms of any political bent, how they can see that I mean, this is it's a witch hunt. It's a political witch hunt.
It's outrageous. And remember, this is Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast, which is one of the biggest Planned Parenthood affiliates in the entire country. They operate the biggest abortion clinic, the biggest late-term abortion clinic in the entire country. And they were actively participating in the harvesting and sale of baby body parts for profit for longer than almost any other Planned Parenthood affiliate in the country. They had a program going on to do that for at least 10 years that their director of research, Melissa Farrell, was overseeing. We've got all of her statements on tape, which you can watch at CNP.org. And many of your viewers are familiar with. Those are the real crimes that's been happening in Harris County, and that's what ought to be investigated by the local authorities and prosecuted.
Thank you. Thank you, David DeLeiden, for having the boldness and the courage in your organization, Center for Medical Progress. Look what's coming. This man is paying a price, but thank you for those that are willing to pay the price. Listen, since 1973, when Roe versus Wade, this landmark decision by the Supreme Court, made abortion legal in this country, there's been over 50 plus million children that have been murdered. Listen, we are praying every day, and we encourage you to pray with us that God will end abortion. And I'm hopeful that this case is not over with. This is not done. This is just the beginning, and we're seeing laws that are being passed all across the country that are saying we can't participate in this anymore.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.